It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's that time. Week 4 in the NFL is here, and it's time for Pete Hoffman's other NFL picks. As yesterday, the perfect parlay, I gave my perfect parlay, which I still haven't hit yet, with BT and Sal, but I gave you Denver +7.5 and Cincinnati -4.5. I love those two games, so that's what I chose to put my perfect parlay together with. And now it's time for the other picks. And last week, like I said before the break, Alex Azarm went 5-for-5. And I, too, went 5-for-5. So maybe the other picks are the way to go.
Yeah, I was texting you throughout while you were in Cleveland. I'm like, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0.
I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, uh-oh, this is good for him. Is it good for me? I'm like, oh, it is, because we had similar picks. But, all right, real quick, because I want to get back to these phone calls. Let's head to Green Bay. I know Jordan Love may play. He's still questionable. I don't think he's playing, and if he does, I don't know how healthy he is. Minnesota's been on fire. They're getting 2.5 points. I feel comfortable taking Minnesota +2.5 at Green Bay. I know Sam Darnold's got his hiccups too, but I think Minnesota's going to go 4-0 to start this week, start this year off. So Minnesota +2.5 at Green Bay. Jacksonville's terrible. That's the end of the story. Houston -6, no-brainer. Houston is just so elite offensively. Jacksonville can't keep up. We saw what happened with that Buffalo the other day. And Houston is going to dominate Jacksonville again, -6. Trevor Lawrence is no good. Washington versus Arizona in Arizona. Washington's getting +3.5, dude. I got to be honest, Jaden Daniels is legitimate. And the fact that he's finally figured out Terry McLaurin, I'm in love with them. I'm in love with the Washington Commanders. I'm sorry. +3.5, Washington, let's go. Let's then go to Baltimore. Sunday night game. Buffalo's getting 2.5. I'm taking that. Baltimore is just not good enough this year. They had the lead over Dallas and let Dallas come back and almost lost the game there. I think that Buffalo is just going to steamroll through Baltimore. And maybe they can keep toe-to-toe for a little bit with offense, but I think Buffalo is just so good. They're one of the best teams in the league right now. So Buffalo +2.5 I'm taking. And then I'm taking Tennessee +1 at Miami because I know that Tua is out. Huntley's the quarterback, if I'm correct. I don't know what to expect out of this offense. I don't think Tennessee's any good. I know Miami might have the more skilled players, but I think Tennessee at least has had a significant amount of practice with Levis that they actually could put together some sort of substance and make find a way to win the game. That's all they have to do is win the game. So Minnesota +2.5 over Green Bay, Houston -6, Washington +3.5, Buffalo +2.5, Tennessee +1. That's where I'm going. Alex, where are you at?
We got some similar picks again.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm also riding on the Minnesota bandwagon, loving what Sam Darnold's doing, and obviously with the Jordan Love out, I think this is an easy pick. I don't know how I do know why the Packers are favorited, but I'm taking the Vikings +2.5 there. Next, I'm going with you with the Texans pick. Right, you picked the Texans?
I did take
Texans. Yeah. Yes. I just think the Jaguars are absolutely cooked. I think Doug Peterson might be the first guy fired this season.
Yep.
Eight straight losses since last season. Trevor Lawrence looks pretty bad, and I didn't expect that to happen. When he got drafted, I thought he'd be the next guy, next big guy. So, yeah, I'm taking the Texans. -6.5. A bit of a big spread, but I think they'll cover. And the other one that I also agree with you, I'm just so high on Jaden Daniels. I actually have been on record saying I would have taken him over Caleb Williams. Not saying Caleb Williams will be a bust, but I just think Jaden Daniels gives me so much Lamar Jackson vibes, and I think he's fantastic.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to take Commanders +3.5. I'm going to take the Chiefs 7.5 against the Chargers. Justin Herbert is hurt. And I just think that Chargers are kind of in a limbo, whether to play him hurt or to play the backup. And I just think that the Chiefs will get it done. I was bouncing between this pick and another one. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, don't wimp out now. You just said it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. and then one, it's a weird one. I took the Panthers because the other one that I was thinking about was also one of your picks, which was the Dolphins Titans. I just don't know who's going to win that because I don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the Dolphins. Is it going to be, who'd you say it was going to be?
Huntley.
Is it going to be Huntley? Is it going to be Mike White? I don't know. As long as it's not Skylar Thompson, I think they'll do better because he was absolutely atrocious. But I'm going to go with, instead, the Bengals-Panthers. I was really happy with how Andy Dalton played, but I think the Bengals are just due for a win. I just can't see them going 0-4. So I'm going to take the Bengals -4.5. So I got Bengals -4.5, Vikings +2.5, Commanders +3.5, Chiefs -7.5, and why am I forgetting the last one?
You did Minnesota, Houston, Washington, KC, and Cincinnati.
There we go. Yeah, Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, I would agree with you on the Cincinnati pick. Same philosophy on that. I just think that Carolina had a really good week last week. I think that Andy Dalton had a special day. I mean, could Andy Dalton have a revenge game against Cincinnati? Maybe. But Joe Burrow is 0-3 right now. That's not happening. They're going to win the game. It's just by how much. And I think they're going to get more than a touchdown because I think that Carolina, they're just not as good this year. And it's going to be, I don't want to say a blowout, but it could be a two-score win for Cincinnati.
So we got three of the five picks as the same.
Yes.
So I think we had like four last time. So
yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a good strategy.
Listen, we didn't talk about it beforehand, so that's a good thing. So maybe we're on to something.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.